That one there is the Whitlams, No Aphrodisiac, and you're on the Arts Breakfast Show on Radio Adelaide. We were first introduced to Hannah Ainslie a year ago after she lost her husband and her parents in a car crash. But how has she gone since then? She's the character in Fiona McCallum's book, Finding Hannah, and now Making Peace. And I'm joined now by Fiona to hear about it. So are you able to tell us about this second book?
Yeah, as you said in your intro, Hannah survived losing her family in a car crash. And it's just been terrible, but she's got a great bunch of friends supporting her. So in Making Peace, we see her starting to really thrive, not just survive, and also having the chance to give back to those friends who've provided her so much support. For me, it's mainly a celebration of this friendship and especially the close bond between women.
And for those who missed the first book, are you able to explain what happened there?
She has this tragic circumstance happen to her, and she loses her husband and both of her loving parents in a car crash, basically her entire family. And so finding Hannah is her journey for the first year through her grief and having to face her new circumstances. And, you know, she had a life that was planned out and she thought that was the way it was going to go, and suddenly that's been turned on its head. And she also realises along the way that because she's had such a loving upbringing and supportive family, she's not really equipped to deal with what happens to her.
Mm. Yeah, because she's quite like a kind and very soft sort of character, isn't she?
She is. She is. And so in writing it, for me, it gave me the opportunity to be, I guess, really grateful for the bad stuff I've been through that's made me so much stronger and so capable to handle so much that life throws at me. And it was, for me, I guess it doesn't really come through in the book, but for me it was just a really interesting observation that, you know, you can be grateful for the crap, I guess, that life throws at you, because it really does make you stronger.
Mm. Well, that must have been interesting from your point of view to be writing through that perspective. Was it sort of, how did you feel sort of taking on that character? Was it a good outlet?
Interesting, because when I set out to write it, I didn't realise what would come up. And I think that, you know, a lot of authors find that. I was just going to write, you know, a book about this journey of this character through her grief. And as I've said, you know, I discovered all these things about her that, you know, she really isn't equipped. And how does that translate to me as a person? But the other thing that I went through that I wasn't anticipating is I lost my dad at 19, and I realised through writing Finding Hannah that I hadn't really grieved, and I think it's like something like 28 years on, I was grieving probably for the first time, and so it was a really quite a debilitating process to write, and I think if I'd realised that, I probably wouldn't have done it.
Wow, that's fascinating.
It got a bit deep. And but, you know, I think that was really important for the book as well, because I've had so many readers write to me saying how much the book touched them and how much it helped them through their own journey of grief. It was worth it. But I guess the universe protected me a bit there by not, you know, having me know what I was really in for.
Yeah, and it must have made it a much more authentic kind of story than if you sort of got it so close to you.
That's right, I think so. With all of my stories and my characters, they never go through anything emotional that I haven't been through myself. Mm. So, you know, as I said, the universe and the world has dealt me some tough times. And so I think for me, I treat it as a bit of a gift that I've been through that, and I'm also have the gift of being able to write a story that hopefully will touch people. And so I think that's valuable, and readers are saying that they do connect, so it's all worthwhile.
Mm. I'm speaking with author Fiona McCallum. She's talking about her latest book, Making Peace. And you were saying that people sort of find it as a good support when they've gone through grief themselves. Like, is that the audience that you're trying to target?
Yeah, I think that's a side reaction. I just write a book that I feel the absolute passion and need to write at that particular time. And I've stopped questioning it. What comes out. It's quite odd. The whole creative process is really quite unusual. But as I say, I've learnt to not question it. What will be, will be.
Yeah. And did you find it very satisfying to sort of follow these characters' stories? And did you get quite invested with them?
Oh, absolutely. I know it sounds a bit mad, but I really do become best friends with my characters. And so I get really sad when I've finished editing a book and it's about to go out. And with Hannah, she's just beautiful. She's the kindest, sweetest, most genuine, generous person. And when I'd finished finding Hannah, I just thought, I can't say goodbye to her. And thankfully, the idea for Making Peace came up and I didn't have to. And so now I'm sad because her journey's done. But I also feel good about letting her go because she's in such a good place now.
I found that with all the characters in the story, they're very, like, they think very nicely and they talk to each other very nicely. So there's not going to be another book for them?
No. But I have another group of lovely people coming through. But yes, Hannah's done her thing. She's okay now. And, you know, that's the other thing with writing this is there's so much meanness in the world, and especially online, and people are just so horrid to each other. So I wanted to write a story that celebrates generosity of spirit.
I found it quite very unique in that way. That's definitely how I describe it.
Well, thank you. Because I don't know. I roll my eyes constantly, the stuff I see online and Facebook. And, you know, it's that old adage, if you don't have something nice to say, just don't say anything. It's not hard. But
how does
everyone
it...
has Sorry. A voice now, so they think they can use it for bad. Mm. But I'd just rather people be nice and kind.
Is that the same that you've done in your past works as well?
Yeah, I don't like... I was bullied a lot as a kid and right through my life by various organisations, people, what have you. And so, yeah, I've got a real trigger around bullying. So it'd be unlikely that I would write a book about a group of friends that are mean to each other.
Yeah.
Unless it was necessary to... have a particular character learn something or grow or whatever. But I don't think I have to date written something like that.
Yeah, there's enough of it in the world.
I know. I love happy endings or at least hopeful endings. And, you know, I want to write about hope and I want to write about kindness and I want to celebrate, you know, people that are kind and an optimism. You know, there's also too much negativity in the world. And I like having characters who get through difficult times and are stronger for their experience because that's what's happened in my life. That's how I've become who I am and got to where I am. And also in Making Peace and at the end of finding Hannah, Hannah is found by a mother cat and her kittens. And I'm a huge animal lover, and I think the comfort of and healing of pets is often underestimated. And I wanted a firm non-animal person, which Hannah was, to discover that power and joy, which she does, and it makes a world of difference to her life.
Yeah, absolutely. And you said you've got another group of characters going. Are you able to tell much about the next book that you're working on?
No, it's not a superstition of mine, but I don't ever talk about books that haven't been published yet because I'm in the middle of editing, so anything can happen. And the book coming up doesn't actually have a title yet, so it's completely useless.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Well, Fiona, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you. It's been fun, and thanks so much for your interest.
That was Fiona McCallum. She's talking about her latest book, Making Peace. For more information, you can head to fionamccallum.com.